Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, what a beautiful song. Sunday in the afternoon. It's Sunday lapho ke kuthi uyazi nje sisemakhaya siyanethezeka sibuya einkonzweni. Abanye nje bebanohambo uhleli nje ekhaya kwamanje ulalele la lomhlabelelo omnandi uzam Bill and Gloria Gaither ba future again Joy Gardner Ukai Penrod kanye no David Phelps Love of God isikhathi ke sithi 21 hey why isikhathi sigijima kangaka bazalwane ha isitudio sigcwele kangaka bese isikhathi siba sincane kangaka no this is wrong this is totally wrong ayenzeki lento ha sanibonani bomama
sawubona magodi ka Jesu
ninjani
ayisagciniwe emseni
amen
we women's month still celebrating women's month
yes
we've got beautiful and powerful women of God here
amen.
With us
amen
bazos introduce
Sanbonani, happy Women's Month. Ikamalami u K Ledwaba. I am from south of Johannesburg in Konza His Mind Ministries.
Amen.
Amen.
Sino birthday? Need a girl or woman?
Girl.
Girl.
Yo, Pastor.
Yes.
Pastor Elsie.
Yes.
Happy belated.
Oh, thank you.
Uyazi ngoba bengikwazi ukucula bengizokuhlabelela. Ngoba ngiyenza iphutha. Uyazi Pastor Tebogo, angizangithumele even a text.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
And the whole world bathumele.
And bese sikhuluma ngothando. Uthando lunjani lolo? Olungabonisi
ngezenzo.
I know. Ngiyaxolisa Pastor Elsie, ngiyathemba we enjoyed the birthday yakho ne?
Yes, yes I did.
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya.
Oh, ngiyabingelela nonke u Dr. Elsie here. Kusekhaya, we are here once more time ukukhuluma during this Women's Month.
Amen.
Yes.
And ngapha ngino mama, umama ubani?
I greet everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Pastor Melita Law.
Pastor Melita.
Yeah, from Throne of Grace.
Amen.
From East Rand.
Amen.
The CEO of the Legend Awards ceremony. Oh, wow.
Yes. Njoba ngikhala ngesikhathi asingeneni endabeni. Pastor K ngiyacabanga ukuthi wena uzosihola ne. Wena uzos unpackela indaba yanamuhla. And besakhuluma la off air uthi si accept.
Ngithi ni accept.
The crooked path.
I need a choice. Ningabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, maniphuma kuyo nizongena kuphi?
Ha. Okay, ngicela usichazele mfundisi.
All right. Accepting a crooked path. This is what we mean, ne? Asiqale la eqaleni in the book of Genesis.
Yeah.
When God created, ne?
Yeah.
iBhayibheli lithi he created the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
But ku verse 2 bese ithi the earth was formless.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know ukuthi kuna the scholars and the theologians they believe in that gap theory.
Yeah.
What happened the fall of Lucifer and all of that. Mm-hmm. So that on its own tells you ukuthi uNkulunkulu angeke akhe or afome into etshekile ngithi. But now here is the thing ukuthi there are instances in life kunezinto that we go through. Crooked paths is what I call them. Mm-hmm. And we need to accept them and I'll tell you why. I'll get straight to my story and my experience in life, ne? In 2014, ngiyaphuma in the corporate world and to go into ministry full time. 4 years down the line in 2018, I get a call. Ngirelaxile endlini, I get a call. It was from a warrant officer. Athi kimi warrant officer, are you aware ukuthi there is a case that's opened against you? Ile company bo sebenzela kuyo ngithi no mina I don't know anything. At well please bring your passport, bring your ID uze endaweni so. And I'm like okay, I'll call you back and I'm talking to my husband ngithi I just received a call like this. Then he said let's just go. So masifika khona. I'm told ukuthi there is a case of fraud opened against me because during the time that I was at that company kube khona ama retrenchments. So when they try to trace back khona imali eziphumile that mabathi baya checka okay ama invoice they seemed valid, but ama banking details that were on the invoices, they were actually not from the company. So kwaba, just to cut a long story short, kwaba into yokuthi wena bosebenza nalomuntu ngithe kanjani. I mean, by the time you guys approach me already, you can see my financial status in Bonama Bank. I'm sure you've done a thorough investigation, but you know, you guys, we go bona nje lokho kuforce ukuthi no wena bosebenza naye this guy. But anyway, fast forward, we go to court. The court says the company iti, even though awithathanga wena personally, but you have cost the company a lot of money by ukuthi authorize ipayment ebeyinga signwanga. Shuthi amapepa bewahamba nalawo ma invoice, all of them were signed except for that batch that had a lot of money. It was millions. Maba ama invoice amaningi, it was millions. Wathi ujudge wathi I sentence you 10 years in prison. Ne? That was in 2018. When the case started 2019 in April on the 30th, I was sentenced 10 years in prison for that, which I cost the company money. All right, there is case sitting in the cellars nokuthi kwenzakalani, but for some reason people who looked at me, they even asked me ukuthi wena have you ever been here before, because you look so calm, what's going on? It's because at that time I felt so numb, I didn't even know how to react, but ngaphakathi in my heart I was complaining to God ukuthi kanti kwenzakalani, why am I here? I kept crying for about a month or so. One time I'm sitting on the bed and I take my Bible and I just opened it without prayer, nothing. And when I opened it, it went to the scripture Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 13. That's what it opened, and mangisifunda sithi accept the way God does things. For who can straighten what he has made crooked? I'm telling you, at that time bongathi ngishaywe ngempama ebusweni ukuthi wake up and stop complaining. You did not put yourself here, I put you here. Who can straighten what I have made crooked? For me it was a decision ukuthi, you know what, there's nothing I can do here. I need to accept the fact ukuthi ngila and akunala ngiyakhona, because uthi accept my ways, for who can straighten what I have made crooked. So this is where now this discussion is coming from, in saying accepting a crooked path.
Wow.
Is that chapter 7 verse?
It's Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 13. So that's when I got to understand the scripture. And when I was praying and I'm meditating, you know, certain scriptures come along, like First Samuel chapter 1 verse 6, the story saga Hannah no Peninnah. If I can read it, it says verse 6, Negu chapter 1, uthi, and her rival Peninnah also provoked her, Hannah, severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. Then I got to understand kutaw. Tina masilobe si kasta siya breaka siti. Hey, in. Kanto, no. Ezing izinto, they are the doing of the Lord. Ukuthi size is tall in situations like this. It is the doing of the Lord. You go to John chapter 9, verse 1 to 3, and then ufunde no 6 and 7. It speaks about the man who was born blind from birth. Ama disciples ga Jesu ati, abuzu Jesu ati, between this man nabazali bakhe, who has sinned ukuthi azalwe anje? And Jesus said, neither the man and neither the parents have sinned. It is for it glory kaNkulunkulu ukuthi bonakale. So then I got to see ukuthi hayi, I can think ngayenza la lento iyenzwe huye,
yeah,
ukuthi ibe nje,
yeah,
kusho ukuthi ngila ngoba efuna ukuthi ngibe la, whatever the reason is,
yeah.
But the fact is ngila ngoba yena efuna ukuthi ngibe la. So when God wants you at that position where la kumnyama khona, what do you do? Because it means there's nothing that you can do to get yourself out of it.
Yeah.
He put you there. How do you come out of it?
You
must accept it.
Yeah.
And wait and see the plan unfolding. Ukuthi njoba ungifakela, how then do I come out? Or what is it that I need to do? Or this process ngiyohamba ize ifikele kuphi in order for your glory to be seen. So this is where we are.
Wow. So wahlala 10 years?
Angihlala ngo 10 years. Ngihlale 14 months.
And then kwathiwa
ngihlale 14 months I've realized something. The moment you accept,
yeah,
I think ukuthi ilanga thula khona umsindo.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I did was to pray.
Yeah.
It's a place la, you know, you try and make friends, but you don't really trust everybody.
Yeah.
And the only thing maumntana uNkulunkulu that you can do is actually to pray, read the word of God, read books. Do that is what I would do.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny ukuthi during that time 1 2 3 sekuanounce indaba zama remission. 1 2 3 amajela agcwele kumele kuphume abantu mawuthi uya check you are in the list. So from 10 years to 14 months.
Wow.
14 months bengibuyele mina ekhaya, I was with my family.
Indeed uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi aqondise indlela okuwukuthi azikho straight and then azenze sibe straight. Thank you so much Pastor K ukuthi ushare that powerful testimony. So sengiyayibona ukuthi le ndaba isikhuluma ngayo sithatha kweyipi context because bes siyabuzana la accept the crooked path. No ways. Kanti uNkulunkulu ngempela siyahamba kule indlela othola ukuthi kunamagongqongqo and nawe uyangena uyaphuma awazi ukuthi ke uyapi kodwa uNkulunkulu bese uyabuya uyangenelela bese uya kondisa indlela yakho Pastor Tebogo ngena kule ndaba.
Oh, powerful testimony, woman of God. Right now you don't look like what you went through. So it means the grace of God was upon you. And he allowed you to go to jail for those 15 months for a reason. Maybe it was for you to minister to somebody lapha jail, maybe you met someone or it was just him trying to show you that mina I am God. And while you were talking mfundisi wam, I remember to Isaiah 54. Yazi mawuthi uNkulunkulu sometimes ama crooked paths uyawaletha empilweni yakho. Yazi sihlale sikhotha uIsaiah 54 sithi no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Asilfundi le verse before ukuthi lithi. Uthini uIsaiah 54:16 before the famous one ukuthi no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Uthi behold I have created the blacksmith. I have created uNkulunkulu qobo wakhe. Sibone enye angel kaNkulunkulu namhlanje. Who blows the coals in the fire? Who brings forth an instrument for his work? And I have created the spoiler to destroy. Uyabona? Melu accept.
Yes.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu lezi zinto sometimes uyazi creators vumele futhi. So that good when you can turn around and say yes God I know but because you are with me and you did lezo zinto I know you will declare ukuthi the next verse no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So it did not prosper.
Yeah.
I weapon ye 10 years. God was able to turn it around for 15 months waphuma miraculously.
Amen.
Imagine that. So we just know ukuthi uNkulunkulu has the ability of turning things around empilweni zethu. And I know ukuthi sometimes we have to accept izinto asifaka kuzo so that yena zobonisa ubukhulu bakhe.
Yes.
So that nathi sizwe will stand and say no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen. Wow. Pastor Alsi.
Yeah. You know something I qalile it's powerful.
Yeah.
And I believe it's helping a lot of people there. What I'm coming to think uma ingcolethi uma you are already in the situation.
Yeah.
Patient. It's very important. And also not losing hope is very important. I think Lamentation chapter 3 verse 23. I think his message is new every morning. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but yena he knows. Like she say, it's unbelievable. It's like Pastor Kale, I can't believe, you know, this. But as we talk, konabantu aba they find themselves in a situation like that. It can be any other angel, it can be any other ezokufaka ku the situation ungazi ukuthi why I am here. But patience is very important. Hope, faith, and continue to pray. persistent. Don't lose hope. And that's why it happened to her. As she continued, anga expecting 14 months, she was still looking at the 10 years. Yes. But unkulunkulu wamkeeper before time, because unkulunkulu changed his into for a reason. And that time you were there, I think after, so many people have learned a lot. Patient umangu situation unkulunkulu yena uyazi. Uzoilungisa lento yena ngesikhathi sakhe.
Wow. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron, that you may know that I, the Lord who call you by your name, I'm the God of Israel. Sure. Pastor Melita, uthanda ukungena lapho.
Wow, what a beautiful story.
Yeah.
You know, when God make a man, he look at himself and said, I'm going to make a Pastor K.
Yeah.
And when he make the man, he was making himself.
Yeah.
That is why he put himself inside the man. And he trusted what he has put inside the man, because it was God himself inside the man. So when he put Pastor K in that situation, he know there's a God inside that man. So it was a God purpose for him, through her, for his way to manifest that the word we've been reading. Without him, without a man, the word of God will never be manifested. So God put you trusting that what I have made, I have given it a power and dominion over the jail.
Yes.
So because he was praying on that day, she was not praying for the release. God trusted him in that situation. He was there for the purpose of others.
Yes.
If it was God, no weapon forms against you shall be able to prosper. It was not prospering till you enter there. The souls that you have touched on that day, hallelujah, because God wanted you to be there at that time. Nobody can set you up in that situation unless you are the right candidate for the situation. If it was me, I won't pass the test. But because he chose you, because he has ordained you on that specific time for you to be there, because he has given you all the full armor. And when he made you and give you that dominion, he trusted you. You were not in jail. You were passing the God purpose on that day. So I thank God you went through and he chooses you. That is why you went out before even the time. Because remember, the Nakoya Mudimu, he said, you know, a day humudimu is something else. You understand? But I thank God he chooses you. And you made it.
When you pass through the water,
I'll be with you.
Yes. Fire, thank you. Will never burn.
It will never burn you. That's why you were relaxed. You were relaxed in that situation. That's why you are still, he's still, you are kept by God even till now. Now it's a testimony for others. But the life that you have touched on that day, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me just hold myself.
Asithathe ikhefu kancane, sizobuya futhi siqhubeke siyibuke kabanzi le ndaba.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku Openview 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Ngabe nawe mzalwane wake wayithola uku lesisimo ukuthi kubanzima to accept but egcineni uthola ukuthi mhlambe you are blaming God uthi kodwa baba ngoba ungithanda kungani ungifake kulesisimo. So today njoba esho la u Pastor Kayleigh Dwaba uthi accept the crooked path njoba ke andlalile i testimony yakhe ukuthi wayithola ekwesiphi isimo. So nanoma kunjalo wam trust uNkulunkulu ukuthi baba uwena ongifake la and nguwena futhi ozoqondisa lendlela okuwukuthi kwamanje ngiyibona a crooked path and wangenelela ngempela uNkulunkulu njoba usho ukuthi instead of uhlale 10 years wahlala only 14 months. So Pastor K uma ngingabuza what did God want you to understand good leso situation? Why I'm asking this question because kukhona umuntu ekhaya ubhekane naso lesisimo but ngendlela ehlukile hayi ukuthi angene ngaphakathi ejele. Mhlambe uya accuse lapha ku community, uya accuse emshadweni wakhe, you know, indlela nje ezihlukahlukile ukuthi uyithola ahamba indlela ekanje and then angazi ukuthi uzokwazi ukuphuma kuyona yini. So yini into uNkulunkulu bekafuna uyi understand nge situation sakho okuwukuthi namhlanje uma ungahlala nomuntu phansi wathi uyazini mina yilokho nalokho engahamba kukho kodwa uNkulunkulu impendulo kulesi simo nayi anginikeza yona or yilokho afune ukuthi ngik understand.
All right, I got to also understand ukuthi indlela mangathi i-crooked itshekile kancane itshekile thi ngithi kuwe muntu mawuyibheka kodwa kuNkulunkulu ayitshekanga. Lithi iBhayibheli ku Romans chapter 8:28 ukuthi all things work together.
Amen.
You know, for good. At the end of a day it's about the end product.
Yeah.
Angithi.
Yes.
Where your question is now being ukuthi yini le? That is it le uNkulunkulu bekafuna ukuthi ukuyenza ngawe. I look at asiye ku Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 3-16 uthi uJeremiah kuNkulunkulu hamba uye at the potter's house ngizokhuluma nawe mawufika khona. Afike uJeremiah athi I saw him at the wheel and beka nobumba esandleni. He had clay on his hands.
Yeah.
Athi as he was molding this clay, it got mad on the potter's hands. But now you get to also understand ukuthi when the potter is making clay, already he has this picture of ukuthi lento ngiyibumbayo it must come out in this manner. So ithi the clay got beyilobe imosheka in the hands of the potter. Akazange athathe lo daka alahle.
Yeah.
Ubeka waqoqa futhi ngezandla zakhe and he started afresh. Meaning ukuthi kulobe kunjalo, ne? Kula ama situations wethu. One thing we know for sure ukuthi we are still in the hands of the Lord. Noma kungajeka kube kanjani, we are still in the hands of the Lord. For me now to answer your question, it was more on God wanting my attention that I have not been giving him all these years and getting me to a certain level in terms of a relationship yami naye. Understanding the purpose ukuthi wena wabunjwa ubunjelwa, you are supposed to come out as levazle. Hayi le manje say nama cracks okunama blom eceleni singazi ukuthi aphuma phe afake ubani. Mina mangibumba it was supposed to be like this. So ngoba we conform a lot asizwa at times ama surroundings wethu, your surroundings is either they will make you or they will break you. And if ungasi umuntu on a backbone, you will end up accepting everything being blown away by the wind, tossed left and right center. So it was more of saying buyala, because now each of us as we are sitting like this sonke we have, I believe ukuthi kunama, there's people destinies, people's destinies that we are connected to, or abantu that are connected to us in order for them to reach their destiny. So mangilahla mina all these people that are connected to me that were supposed to even maybe get their breakthrough through me sekumoshekile ngoba mina ngiyimoshile indleleni. So more than anything else, for me personally, it was for me and my relationship with God. I came out a better person.
Yeah.
I remember one time, Mina, I'm very strict. I'm a strict mother. One time my daughter said to me, "Mom, you've changed." You know? And I was like, "How do you mean?" I was like, "No, ngesikhathe so. You are very strict. Mm. But now it's like, yabo." And it didn't even click. I sat down and I thought about it. I was like, "Wow. There's something that God was doing in me when I was in there. I was not even aware of it."
Mm.
There's things that I would compromise on then, but manje, I won't do it. Because even when I was there and Holy Spirit reveals scriptures, goodness into that, they remind me all the time, good, don't forget.
Yeah.
You know, and saying hambana lento every time, yokuthi, I cannot, angwazi ukuyilahla manje. Because mangilahla, sikusokuzo banjani. Ngilahlile yangibuyisela, yangiphonsela kwenye indawo, so mangizoyilahla futhi manje.
Yeah.
You know, izongilahlelaphi futhi ke manje, kusuthi sengizofake phela manje. You know, so it is more, it's more on that. Uthi, you look at i relationship yakho noNkulunkulu, mawuzazi ukuthi ubani.
Yeah.
Mawuzazi ukuthi ubani kuNkulunkulu, there's no way that izinto eziningi zingakuphazamisa. You look at the wife of uJob, ne?
Mm.
The wife of Job, this man is going through things.
Mm.
This one is saying, "Curse your God, ne? And die." Athu Job makaphendula ukuthi, "You are speaking like a foolish woman. Ngathi uNkulunkulu wena umfuna nje makakupha makasinikeza izinto ezinhle. Kodwa ezimbi, we don't want to accept them." You know, so in my daily living now, sekuna lento le that is always ringing in my head to say, "Nalezi ezimbi lezi, they come from him." Because at the end of the day, noma, I mean, siyazi story saka Job ukuthi sambe kanjani. God allowed everything that happened to Job to happen. Satan akamsukelanga nje from nowhere. He allowed it. So, but at the end of the day, what happened to Job? Masithi sibheke egcineni. What happened to Job? Everything that he had was doubled. You know, he was at a position that is better than where he had started off. So when you allow, I've learned through this, ukuthi, let me allow God. Kuthi noma kunzima, we go through difficulties every day. Kuthi noma kungaba nzima kanjani, but I'm in his hands. I may be like that mad clay, but he keeps on making me, remolding me. Ngizoze ngibe yilento le afuna ukuthi ngibe yi. But one thing that I take comfort in, konke lokhu kwenzakala kanje, I'm in the potter's hands.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
1648 incingo angivule bazalwane uma uthanda ukuphawula kulolu daba esiloxoxayo kulentambama. Oh, mhlambe unombuzo, engage nathi ku 0123341322, unga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729 noma uthumele ke i voice note kuyona leyo number, ungayisebenzisa na ku Telegram the same number 0826572729. Umuthanda ku SMS i SMS number 37871. Asilalele la i voice note.
Good afternoon, West Bahle.
Good afternoon,
this
Mama.
This is the song that I would like to bring. Engikhumbuza ini? Isonto school. Elicula kanje bathi uthando lunga, kuthando lunga ka. Uthando lunga ka. Uthando lunga ka. Uthando lukaShe, ay uthando lunga, ay uthando lunga, uthando lunga, uthando lukaShe, ay uthando lunga, uthando lunga. Uthando lunga ga, uthando lunga nje, hayo olaba, olaba ntolunade, olaba ntolunade, olaba ntolunade, Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Nabo mamo nabo lapho estudio. Ngithi uthando lukaNkulunkulu lukhulu ngendlela isimanga. John 3:16 lithi, for God so loved the world and he gave his only begotten son. Uyazi lo uthando olukhulu kangaka unikele ngendodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa. Yabona ukuthi uthando lukaNkulunkulu lungakanani? Lukhulu ngendlela isimanga. You cannot, uyazi you cannot awazi ukuthi ungalifihla ungalisiza. You cannot size the love of God. Why? Because of it is so great that he gave his only begotten son. John 3:16. Good afternoon. Siyabonga wesibahle.
Good afternoon gogo. Siyabonga kakhulu ngomhlabelelo. Sibonge nangezwi. Yebo uKristu uthi ngiyindlela neqiniso nokuphila. Uthi I'm the way, the truth and the life. Uthi akekho oza kubaba ngaphandle kwakhe. Ngamanye amazwi uthi no one walks on the straight path ngaphandle kwakhe. Siyamdinga bazalwane ukuze sizohamba endleleni eqondile. Nguyena ozosiqondisa, nguyena ozosiguide. So siyamdinga ngazo zonke izikhathi. Uthando lelo mama khuluma ngalo lana. Okay, nayi enye ivoice note asizo ukuthi uthini ukhali mambo.
Ha asimingelele nkosazana, asimingelele nabalaleli bonke ba Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba letithokotisa.
Yebo baba.
Singelele abefundisi bethu lapho. Beza nenkulumo emnandi ukuthi impilo indlela leyi noma impilo le yamagonqogonqo engahambeki. Abantwana bakaIsrayeli lapha amaHebheru labakhethwa uNkulunkulu. Phela kunokuba umuntu abe ngumIsrayeli angamazi noJesu Kristu. Manje ke baso bawela lapha elwandle lapha babona isimanga esikhulu uNkulunkulu wasiyenza, bakholwa uNkulunkulu, yaphuma ke bahamba. Bahamba bathi sebafike Mara. Laphe Mara laphayane bahluleka ukuphuza amanzi waseMara ngoba ibaba. Bangakhona ukuwaphuza lawa manzi. Labadoda amakhulu lawabona isimanga sikaNkuluNkulu. Babe sebakhononda ke. Bakhononda ukuthi siyophuza. Manje yona impilo nkosazana inokukufikisa lapho ifika ibabe khona. Ifika bebuhlungu khona. Ongasazi ukuthi uyothathana uhlanganise nani. Impilo leyo umsebenzi wempilo usifikisa lapho. Umuntu nomuntu nomuntu impilo imfikisa la afika khale khona. Impilo umfikisa la afika jabule khona. Kani mabukuzo.
Kani mambo. Siyabonga baba. Okay, asilalele futhi enye.
Good afternoon Sis Bahle and all the women in the studio.
Good afternoon.
What a blessing testimony today that is being shared there by your guests. Ah, what an interesting afternoon listening to your show, the radio show. Hey, Sis Bahle, this message it almost collaborates with the one that it was being preached by Umfundisi Namhlanje enkonzweni ekuseni. We are bona so befunda lapha na kwi Luke 13:12 whereby Jesus was healing the woman, was bringing the restoration to the infirmed woman, saying that come over you crippled woman so that you may receive healing. We are bona. So okay, to cut the long story short, umfundisi wagcina ngokuthi like sometimes we don't have to replace the reality with spirituality. It means that we need to be real because these events, they are real. Sometimes, like example, when you go through a tough life, that's a incident or that situation, it is real. So we shouldn't avoid it saying that, ay man, we as ay man. Uyathandazwa umntana kaNkuluNkulu. Yes, it's true you are the child of God, but then face it with a reality. And then what was also interesting, he also made references with Penina and Hannah, ne, indicating that the Hannah story was real, was in fact the real issue that she was facing then. Aw ngiyabonga sisibahle na bavakashi bakho lapho estudiyweni. Nibuseke nibe nosuku olumnandi. Thokozani ukuthelezi lana e Alexandra. Ngiyabonga. Oh, Radio Pulpit, what an interesting afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Babthokozani. Yeah, Alexandra. You is kathi bazalwane. Mhlambe nginikeze 1 minute, 1 minute, izoyenza le 5 minutes and then sivalo. Yo, kunenye voice note ka 3 minutes. Ngenze njani? Ngidlale.
Yebo.
Bese nginikeza only 2 seconds. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Ay, dumela ngihabe sisibathe. Bahle.
Dumela mama.
Hayi manje ngiyazisho ke mama Sarah.
Mama Sarah.
Jo, bopaki ba mme ka mokgo ke tshabang toronko ka teng.
Yeah.
But modimo o mongwe le o mongwe o mo fa go ya ka mokgwa a bona go tla gona ke bete e re o mongwe ore o a ka seka ba a withdrawa sa se dipostang ka gare ga gago. So re a leboga mme ei hai toronko ke a e tshabang. I still remember ko morago kwa le ke sa godisa ngwana. Eli Christmas Day bane bana le di chomi aba a tshwarwa go Pretoria. On that day ka Christmas hantsi ke tsamatsa maya mo lhlabile mme mongwa ba re monna re tsho mme o gona beyang mwana ha o mo wana le tronkong rena re tsa mahapu re bina rena le di family tsa rona wena ntse o mwana ha o mo wana siyo a le tronkong for that Christmas day. Yo are ya modimo o tshepila bona re o ta gona mo ke ne to mongwe le mongwe o beetswe go ya ka matla gae ache ke nnete nna ke bona le ka nna ga ne ke latlhelwa ke mosebetsi after di-back operation ke ile through the depression e le go fela go lwela gore ke tswa mmerekong ke so tsebe gore pele ko ke yang go sa tlo ba thata atšhe gona yaanong ke amogetse after that ke amogetse mo ke dulang mo teng ga sene ke latlhelwa ke dintho kao fela ka amogela gore ga ne seka gore go etsagetse go nkabe ke sa tsebe modimo go fitlha mo motlho mongwe nkabe nkile ka itsamaela ka eketsetsa ntho tsa ka ke re ne ke tlaba ke na le ditšhelete ke mathaka ka dikoloi gana ke ga ke sheba batho ba ke ba seile meberekong e ne e le di junior tsaka ba tswile ga ba pension ba tswile ka di-million nna ke tswile ka less than 100,000 gona yana ga ke sana nix ga ke sana title deed ne ke tshwere di-title deed tsa di-flats tsa eng tsa eng but ke amogetse mo ke dutseng mo teng I'm using pit toilet from behind maemo a wa kodimodimo ke boile ke mo fatshe ke amogetse ga ke na metsi mo ke dulang ke berekisa pit toilet but ke na le kgotso le lethabo ka pelong ke fela ntse ke botsa batho ke re ke kgothatsa batho ke re as long o na le kgotso le lethabo and santse ke tshepa gore modimo tsatsi le lengwe o tla mphitlhisa mampatlang mo teng sometimes re ithuta o ikokobetsa tseleng ya morena o re ruta ka yona tsela eo nako e nngwe but to me ke bone fela lerato la modimo ka gore gona yanong ke ithutile o amogela seemo se sengwe le se sengwe and-e ke na le kgotso le lethabo mo ke dutseng ke nang nako e ntšhi le ntate modimo
Raleboha Messara, ukuthi nawe ushare your testimony. Hey, bazalwane isikhathi, ithingi ninikeze 1 second bese siyavala. And ku umam Nomusa Msibu ucela inamba yakho Pastor Khaya, ngazi ukuthi uzoshiyela yona. Unosizo Kheswa ungale eZimbabwe uthi I'm blessed with ingoma leya bengidlala earlier on with the Gather Band. Song to thank you very much. Pastor Melita, 1 second closing.
And more coding able like to say keep on rowing, keep on serving God, no matter the situation. Amen. You have power.
Amen. Pastor Alsi.
Well, to the Women's Month there, Bengiti ku the family cause and then because I'm one of the singers and exposed through her. Yeah. Condolences.
Yeah. Pastor K
ngithi njena ukhumbule ukuthi Joseph was sold by his brothers to the Ishmaelites.
Yeah.
They did not know ukuthi bebampushela to his destiny.
Mm.
So don't give up. Ungalahli themba.
Amen. Pastor Tebogo.
Yes. Uqinisile uPastor K. And we accept our crooked paths by submitting to God. And Proverbs 3:5-6, uti trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
Amen.
He shall make your crooked way paths.
Amen.
Pastor
K, utholakala kanjani?
Okay, we leave my cell phone number. It's 064-055-2810. 064-055-2810.
Thank you. Pastor Alsi, bokumele ube nathi next weekend uthi awukho.
Yes, angikho.
My Harare family, uPastor Alsi uyeza next week, ne?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
From Thursday conference, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, if family yethu ye radio pulpit ngale Harare bakulindele nabo.
Amen.
Amen. Uyazo pastor, uPastor Ray Legodi uzohlala nawe njoba sekushaye u5 o'clock. Siyabuya futhi next week ngithi Pastor Kane.
Okay. So mesila.
Bless you. Asiphumeke no Jay Hlungwane othe Rain Spirit.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.